Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 25th, 2013, and this is Christopher Clark, United Master Executive Council Communications Chairperson reporting. Our message today is a letter from MEC President Greg Davidovich. Today is a historic day for the new United Airlines. Flight attendants from United, Continental, and Continental Micronesia are all putting on a common new uniform. Management has created a great deal of hype and fanfare surrounding this transition, and indeed, it is another completed piece in United's merger mosaic. What should be a cause for celebration is also a reminder that while today moves our company forward, it is also just another window dressing. United has new livery on their aircraft, a combined ticket counter, and now common uniforms. These are all important and necessary components of United's merger. However, they continue to focus on the superficial and topical aspects of United's merger without addressing important core issues. Here we are on United's uniform day one without having resolved the most important issue to flight attendants, a joint contract. Most of us are frustrated by the fact that we have a common uniform without a common contract. Successfully negotiating a successor contract advances both the interests of the company and flight attendants and should be management's priority. As our Joint Negotiating Committee has been reporting to you through our United newsletter, management's approach towards these negotiations is anything but flight attendant friendly. Our United is the source for our joint contract negotiations information, and as we know, an engaged and informed membership is empowered to create the leverage necessary to negotiate a contract that reflects flight attendant interests. Recently, United ranked last in service and satisfaction in yet another survey. In our reporting of these surveys, we've talked about United's unique opportunity to turn the tables and make a meaningful change for the future of our company. It's not only our perspective, or that of United's passengers, but also that of the analysts and industry experts, that United's pursuit of finding the lowest common denominator does not promote the success of our company and its most valuable resource, United flight attendants. There is a better way. Every day, and with each new step forward, United has the opportunity to make a difference. It has happened in the past, in fact, with each of the three United subsidiaries. Management has fostered an approach of recognition and investment in the employees. Experience shows a clear track record. Flight attendants are critical to the success of our airline. Not only does history reflect these facts, but business models also repeatedly illustrate that supported and happy employees lead to a company for which employees will want to work. This, in turn, leads to passenger satisfaction and results in success for our company. It's simple. What is not simple is why management fails to accept this fact. As you put on your new uniform, remember, you are the best in the world. You and you alone play an important role in the success of our airline, and management alone is responsible for its failures. We are moving forward today. Another step, another change, and another opportunity. As management moves the company image another step forward, they have the opportunity and obligation to also move the people of United Airlines forward together.